All right, today I'm going to be talking about anger. In a split second, calmness and rational thinking can be degraded by its overwhelming, instantaneous onset. Anger causes you to act outside of your normal mindset, causing you to say and do things beyond what you would say or do in a calm state of mind. It's almost as if you become a different person for a short period of time. Anger is a strong emotion, and it can be triggered by things such as frustration, injustice, fear, betrayal, feeling like you're running behind. You know, all these little small things in life can kind of build up and cause anger, or it's just something that kind of triggers you. I once heard the phrase that anger is nothing more than moments of self-destruction. I find that to be true, but it also can be destructive to your relationships with others. Others may just shrug it off and not react verbally or physically, but there's a good chance that their thoughts about your anger-driven behavior are not positive. They may likely start to, or already do, view you as a hothead that has a lack of control when it comes to your emotions. That doubt of, you know, not knowing what to expect of your emotional response in certain situations can really be a turnoff to others, which can cause friction in your personal relationships. If you struggle with anger, you're absolutely not alone by any means. The American Psychological Study Association conducted a survey in 2017 and found that 84% of respondents reported feeling that they had become angry or irritable at some point over the previous month, and 44% of which reported that they were angry enough to shout or yell. According to the World Health Organization, they have said that globally about 1 out of every 3 people experience anger management problems at some point during their life. I've been there. I've struggled with anger at times. It's something that over the past few years has been one of, if not my biggest areas of focus when it comes to personal growth. I've experienced the strain on relationships and other aspects of my life that were a result of me not having full control of my emotions and letting anger get the best of me. It could have been just letting that person on the highway know that cut me off, or many other things that were within or outside of my control. You know, just the griping and moaning when something isn't going my way was one of the things that I would constantly be doing. The majority of times, though, the things that I found that would cause me to become angry were things that were totally out of my control. So essentially, I would be self-destructing by becoming angry, all worked up, over something out of my control. Let's be real, it's totally not worth it. It accomplishes nothing. Nothing good comes from it. Anger can be destructive, mostly to yourself and also to those you love. Why cause that harm to yourself? And also importantly, why cause that, you know, bad encounter from your anger with those that you love? They don't deserve it. That's why I put it at the top of my list for things to continually try to improve on. Despite what many in society may believe, being calm and having compassion, it's not a weakness, it's a strength. When expressed constructively, there are situations when anger could be considered a healthy emotional response. It should not be used in a form that would cause harm to anyone. Rather, it should be used to inspire and motivate to do good things. And if expressed and managed positively, it can be a catalyst for positive change and growth. Now, when it comes to working on your anger, here are a few things that I would like to suggest. Identify and realize the anger. The first step to working on your anger is to realize what triggers you personally and causes you to become angry. Try to understand what is causing your anger. Is it a reaction to something specific or something that consistently comes up that is causing you that anger? Being able to determine the cause of your anger is the first step in being able to address it. So if needed for a period of time, take note of each time you feel angry and what caused that anger. After a period of a few months or even just a few weeks, review each of the specific situations where you experienced anger and the cause. From that, you will likely be able to determine the most common triggers that cause you to feel angry. So with that, you know, to be able to document each time that you're feeling angry, you know, maybe just for a short period of time, each time that you're feeling angry, have a little notepad with you, you know, a small one maybe that you could just keep in your pocket, or just, you know, open up the notes app on your phone and, you know, type in the situation and what caused the anger. Take time to breathe when you experience the feeling of anger. Often when we feel all worked up emotionally, we don't think as clearly and are more impulsive in our speaking and in our actions. The best approach is to calm down before reacting. So take a moment to just pause, breathe, and allow yourself to relax. If you need to, incorporate something like the 4-7-8 breathing pattern. That can help you to get your breathing under control. And when you get your breathing control, or get your breathing under control, it can cause you to start to calm down and relax. Learn and adopt positive expression. Rather than bottling up your anger and then reacting in destructive ways, it's important to figure out ways that work for you to be able to consistently express your feelings of anger in constructive ways. Here are some ways that you can do that. If you have, you know, trustworthy friends and family, you can lean on them and ask them to be available for you to discuss the way you are feeling when you are having or you're experiencing that feeling of anger that creeps up on you. And journaling is another great option, and that is actually something that, you know, you can do at your own convenience. Whenever you are feeling angry, have your journal available to write out and express your feelings of anger on paper, or just, you know, at the end of the day, take time to kind of reflect on the day and write out, you know, those different situations throughout your day that may have caused you anger, and then also, you know, what was the cause of the anger. And then also, sometimes just some sort of integrating some form of exercise when you're feeling anger to kind of go to, if possible, is also a great idea. If you're really angry about something, you know, maybe just take a break and go for a 5 or 10 minute walk just to kind of allow yourself to digress from the situation. Develop your empathy. So often we become angry with others. We overlook the other person's perspective and only think about our own perspective. If you can learn to see things from the perspective of the other person, it can help you to settle your differences and to find a solution that is beneficial to you and the other person. Be honest with those around you. If you are working on your anger, be honest with those around you. Let them know, hey, I'm struggling with this. I realize this is something that I need to work on. I just want to make you aware that I realize it and that I hope if I'm struggling at some point, maybe I can come to you and discuss my feelings with you. Just let them know that you're working on becoming better at controlling your anger. You know, those trusted friends and family, if they really have your best interest in mind, they will be there for you when you need them to be. Don't be ashamed. Rather be intentional. Use your accountability to improve yourself as motivation. Be active in just continuing to realize that you have something that you need to work on. And if you need to, you know, do something that puts up a constant reminder to you, but in a motivating way. For instance, in the morning, you know, something positive, maybe just have a reminder pop up on your phone that is something positive that says, hey, you know, you may encounter anger today, but you have the ability to get through it. There's something like that that just kind of reaffirms you that, hey, you have what it takes to get through this. You recognize that it's something you need to work on. And then just the repetitive notion of doing that, you'll see that, you know, working on your anger is actually becoming something that maybe is a little easier for you every single day. It's just really realizing it and then taking the steps to move forward towards addressing it. It's like Ralph Waldo Emerson said, for every minute you remain angry, you give up 60 seconds of peace of mind. We can gain more time of peace of mind if we get our anger under control. Each of us can experience a calmer and more fulfilling life if we can reduce the self-destruction that can come from anger. In the quote that I mentioned, it emphasizes the negative effects of destructive anger, and it can be used as encouragement for working on controlling anger and finding healthy ways to express our feelings. If we can just pause, improve self-control, and work on the constructive solutions, we can improve and enjoy the benefits of a more peaceful life and improved relationships.